Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Our subject is character first, and we will read from the Holy Scriptures at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Please underline the spirit of the world. So this world has a spirit. It is the religious spirit, but the spirit who is from God. Please underline the spirit who is from God. That is different from the spirit of the world. It doesn't belong to this world. It belongs to a different world. The world is called the heavenly kingdom. And so we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit from a different world, from the heavenly kingdom. We call him the Holy Spirit, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Underline freely given to us by God. So the Bible is teaching us the difference between the religious spirit, the spirit of the world, and then the spirit that doesn't belong to the world, the spirit that came down from the heavenly kingdom that we call the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, the difference is that when you have the Holy Spirit, he teaches you things that you have received freely. The Holy Spirit makes us to understand what grace is about. The kingdom system, one of the main features of it is grace. Things that have been freely, undeservedly, unearned, given unto you. Hallelujah. But I want us to understand that what has been freely given to us is the character of God. The character of God is something that has been freely given to us by the Holy Spirit. So we have the main character, which is love. The Bible says, shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We didn't ask for it. We didn't deserve it. But he gave us something that doesn't belong to the human nature. He gave us the kingdom love. So the Holy Spirit imparts unto us the character of God. It's something that we have freely given unto us. Now we need to develop the character and work it out. And that is a part that we need to play. But we don't deserve it, and it has been freely given unto us. Now in our session today, we are going to compare spiritual things with spiritual and focus our lives rightly. When you compare spiritual things with spiritual, like you compare the religious spirit and then the kingdom spirit or the Holy Spirit, the spirit that came from above, then you can focus your life rightly. Otherwise, you'll be deceived, because the spirit of this world, the religious spirit, is a deceptive spirit. So we are going to compare character to other Christian pursuits and Christian attributes and activities so that we are not deceived in this life. Character is said to be the inward motivation to do what is right in every situation. It's an inward motivation. Character is something of the heart imparted to you by the Holy Ghost in your heart. Okay? So that is what motivates you to do what is right at every situation. Good character is doing what is right, not because you fear, not because of personal gain. Because some people do the right thing because of personal gain. What they will get from it, that is what motivates them to do the right thing. So if they will not get anything, they are not motivated to do the right thing, they will indeed do the wrong thing because they ask, what is in it for me? But good character, the character that we are given by the Holy Ghost, is doing what is right, not because of gain, but because it is right. Whether we are going to have temporary reprisals or we are going to have temporary loss, we'll still go ahead and do what is right because right is right. Hallelujah. And I want us to understand that the religious world prioritizes skills, programs, rules, regulations, technology. That is what their focus is on. That is what they prioritize. But in the kingdom system, priority is put on character, and every other thing is developed or worked upon. Skills are worked upon, programs are brought about, rules and regulations are brought about, technology is brought about, but the main thing in the kingdom arrangement is character, what has been freely given unto us by God. The religious world praises achievements, not character. The kingdom system praises character. So if you look at the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, and then verse 21, that parable begins by saying the kingdom of God is like unto a man who was going to a far country and gave talents unto his servants. Now, two of them worked very well with it, and they gained so much from it. When the king of the kingdom came back, who is Jesus, you see where he praised. He praised their character and not necessarily the achievement. What did he say first? He says that, well done, good and faithful servants. Because you have been faithful in the least, I will make you ruler over much. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So, in the kingdom system, our dearest King Jesus praises our character and not achievements. The world does the opposite. The world hires technical skills, knowledge, and abilities, and not character. So when they are interviewing you for a job, they will look at your knowledge, skills, and abilities that you are bringing on the job, and very little or nothing is said about your character. But in the kingdom system, hire is on character, not on skills. And then we train to bring about the skills. Hallelujah. And so if you look at the book of Luke chapter 12 and then verse 40, our dearest Jesus says something very instructive unto us. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful? Please underline faithful. And wise, underline wise. Both faithfulness and wisdom are character traits. Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler? Please underline, will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season. So you see that our dearest Jesus places emphasis on character, faithfulness, wisdom, so that he makes you a ruler over his household. Look at verse number 44. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. So on what basis does Jesus hire? On what basis does he promote? The world will promote your performance, but the kingdom system promotes what? Character. Those who are faithful, who are wise, who have character, will be made rulers. That is why in the parable of the talent, he said that because you are good and you are faithful, I'm going to make you a ruler.
overmatch.
Hallelujah. So in the kingdom system of rulership, emphasis is put on character. Hallelujah. So our dearest Jesus wants us to prioritize character and develop the character of love, joy, peace, patience, punctuality, dependability, self-control, gentleness, humility, hard work. He wants us to develop the character of reading. When there was ransacking in South Africa and there was looting of every store, I saw something on social media that said there was one place they didn't loot. It was a library. Because they don't like to go for books and read. They'd rather go for some other things. But God wants us to develop the character of reading. Hallelujah. The character of alertness. The character of consistency, boldness, decisiveness, tenacity, faithfulness, truthfulness, so that we are truthful and honest and we can be trusted with things. Not that we are wonderful in other Christian pursuits, but when it comes to truthfulness and honesty, we lie and we cheat. It should not be said of believers. He wants us to develop the character of discipline and saving. Some people were called wise because they had savings of oil extra with them. Some people were foolish. We call them five foolish virgins because they didn't have extra. They didn't believe in saving against a rainy day, against a delay. But God wants us to develop the character of saving, the character of wisdom, discretion, the character of creativity, the character of prudence, the character of contentment, stability. Because some of us believers are not stable at all. We don't have security. So we always focus on ourselves. We always tell stories of ourselves. We always want to project ourselves. Because we are not secure in ourselves. Woe betide you if you do not salute them. You should salute. I'm not saying don't salute. But you can be so self-centered that you become very sensitive and petty. That doesn't belong to nobility. That doesn't belong to kingship. Hallelujah. We must develop the character of hospitality. Being nice to people. Because you do not know whom you are dealing with. Some people are nice to people who dress well and to big men. But to people who do not dress well and who are poor in society, they treat anyhow. We must have the character of forgiveness. Letting go. Don't be anointed and vindictive. Like you touch me, I'll touch you. Like you greet me, I'll greet you. I see somebody is controlling you. No, you must not respond. You must act. Hallelujah. You must act out of what is inside of you, not what is external. You do it to me, I'll do it to you. You don't do it to me, I don't do it to you. That is not the good character God imparts to us. We must have the character of respect. Some of us, we don't greet, especially young people. You don't know how to greet the elderly. You brush past people, you know. You treat people anyhow. You don't know how to say, may I help you? You don't know how to say, I am sorry. But these are things that you must develop.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah! You must develop the character of generosity, compassion, thoroughness. We must be thorough in our lives. We must not be just casual. You know, we must develop excellence in our lives so that we do our things with excellence, whether we are doing it in church or not. You understand as we move right along that in a kingdom system, many of the things that we put priority on as believers, which are things which are done in church, like prayer, like praises, like preaching, inspired preaching and all that, like signs and wonders that are done in a church setting, they really attract nothing before the Lord. What really attracts is character plus those things. I am not here to tell you that signs and wonders are not important. I'm not here to tell you that prayer is not important, that faith is not important. I am telling us that majority of the Christian pursuits that we do in church, they are not scoring before the Lord. Without character, he doesn't even recognize it. He will say, I don't know it. He says signs and wonders, I don't know about that. You said you cast out devils, I don't know about that. Because you don't have character in addition to it. So God is trying to teach us that we must develop character, because that is what is calling before him. Most of the things we do in church, like wonderful singing, that brings goose pimples. Ladies and gentlemen, they score nothing before the Lord if we do not develop character. If we do not have character, we may say in the church setting, you are anointed, you are wonderful, but before God, you are nothing. He is trying to teach us that what we do outside of church, what we do in the ordinary, what we call secular environment, that is the test of real character. Not what I do from the pulpit. That one, you don't see my character. You are just hearing my words, knowledge that I've acquired, or maybe certain things, that gifts that I have that God has given to me. That is what you are seeing. But character is what you get or you display in the practical world outside of the church environment. So that is what is scoring before the Lord. I am not here to tell you that Christian activities in church don't score. No, they score, but they must be added up with character. Otherwise, God does not recognize them. In the kingdom system, I should say, as I compare spiritual things with spiritual, maybe I should give this caution, that when you have to compare spiritual things with spiritual, you need to use the words which the Holy Spirit teaches, not the words that man's wisdom teaches. I am not using logic to put one Christian pursuit on top of another Christian pursuit. I am using, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 downward, words which the Holy Spirit teaches. These are the words of the scripture. So we are going to go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we are going to use the words which the Holy Spirit teaches, lest somebody says that I am condemning something that I don't have the locus to condemn. Look at verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men. What is that? That is prayer, right? And of angels. But have not love. What is love? Character. I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. So God is teaching us something important, that prayer doesn't hold a bigger sway before him than the character of love, than character in general, specifically the character of love, that is the embodiment of all the wonderful character traits we can have. Verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. Wonderful. So number one, character is greater or prioritized before prayer. No matter how deep you say your tongues is, whether they are tongues of men or tongues of angels, how wonderful your prayers are, if you do not have character, the Bible says that you are just making noise. Number two, he prioritizes character in a kingdom arrangement above faith. Says, though I have all faith, so that I could remove all the mountains in the world, but I don't have love, the character of love, I am nothing. That's number two. Number three, the Bible in the kingdom arrangement prioritizes character above the knowledge of spiritual things. The knowledge of the Bible says that though I have all knowledge, I understand all mysteries, and I don't have the character of love, I am nothing. It prioritizes things in a Christian life that if you don't not take care, you think that God respects them more. God respects a prayerful believer more than a believer who has got his character and he is displaying the character. God doesn't do that. Hallelujah. Believers need to understand this. Otherwise, we will sit in church and we will be deceived by the spirit that is of the world, which is a religious spirit. But we are looking at not my words. Oh, these are not words that I have put together. These are words which the Holy Ghost taught, comparing spiritual things, prayer to character, comparing faith to character, comparing knowledge of the Bible, how you can quote, to character. Matthew chapter 7 and then verse number 21. You need to know these things so that you focus your life rightly. It is not to mean that faith is not important in the Christian life. It's not to mean that you shouldn't do your quiet time and know the Bible from beginning to the end. It just means that you must not leave your character behind. Otherwise, the knowledge of the mysteries, they do not benefit you. Matthew chapter 7 verse 21. Not everyone will say to me, Lord, Lord. That is a prayerful person. Lord, not everyone who is prayerful shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. What is God's will in heaven? His character that he has given unto us, shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, says that you must do it. You must work it out. It must be seen in your life. Character must show practically in your day-to-day life. They are the people who are going to enter the kingdom of heaven. In other words, they are the people who are going to experience the kingdom life. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Prophecy is inspired preaching or teaching. Cast out demons in your name. Done many wonders in your name. Please note, they didn't do it in their names. They did it in the name of God. The glory went to God. Says the Lord, didn't we do that? 23, then I would declare to them, I never knew you. Wow. I never knew you. But I did it in your name. I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Underline practice lawlessness. So the character must be a daily practice, something that is seen in what we call our daily lives as believers. Hallelujah. Did we not prophesy in your name? Inspiration is wonderful, ladies and gentlemen, but you can prophesy all you want, predict all you want, say all the things you want. I am seeing. What do I see? I am seeing. You can do all that. But if you cannot be trusted with money, if you cannot be trusted with people's secrets, if you cannot be trusted in your home, if you cannot take care of your relatives, because he's not impressed with signs and wonders. He lives in the midst of signs and wonders. So it's not your signs and wonders that moves God. What moves him is your character that you have worked out. Or I should say, his character that you have worked out practically into your life. So don't be an insolent believer. Don't be an envious believer. A believer who does not respect anybody. Who says that Let him take himself. Me too, I take myself. A believer who lacks responsibility. He doesn't, you can't trust him with anything. You give something belonging to you, you travel, he will mess it up. You give him a little position, take care of this thing and all that. There is no excellence in the work. Wrong attitude, wrong action, wrong words. Yes, sir, you praise God the loudest in church. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not kingdom living. Who is that faithful and wise servant who gives to the household food? It didn't say who is working signs and wonders in the household, who is casting out devils in the household, who is feeding the people, who is faithful, who is wise. I will make him ruler over everything I have. Let us focus our lives rightly and not be deceived by the spirit which is of this world, which will tell you you have to merit it. You have to sweat and work hard. I believe in hard work. I work hard myself till I break my back. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, without character, these things are meaningless. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I am warning you. Look at verse 24. Therefore means I'm concluding. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. You hear the sayings, the word of God? I'm not saying don't read the Bible, don't do your quiet time, don't know the Bible. Know it, but make sure that you do what you know. You are an obedient believer. You are a believer who God says, do this, you do it. Your conscience is telling you, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. You don't do it. You cannot live anyhow and put on a facade of these and thous and color and Murphy robes and deceive people with Christian activities and pursuits that without character doesn't score anything before the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 whilst we are doing the sermons. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and then verse number 1. What does the Bible say? It says that a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. A good name, that is character, is better than what? These are words which the Holy Ghost teaches. These are not my words. I am not blaspheming. The Bible says that if you take precious ointment, what we call the anointing, and you take a good name, the Holy Ghost himself, in comparing spiritual things to spiritual, says a good name is better than the anointing. So you can have it the other way around. Now what is important that you can use to get fame, that you can use to project things, is the anointing at the detriment of a good name. It doesn't mean the anointing should not be a pursuit. It's not a wonderful thing. It's not something that must be upon our lives. We cannot survive without the anointing. The anointing insulates us in this world. It makes the devil's work not bounce off on us. It makes the devil not prey upon us. God anoints us so that we can survive in the wilderness of this life, in the wilderness of your secular life. Otherwise, you would have been overthrown by now. But God anoints you. Anointing is important. But he says a good name is better in comparison than the anointing. So I want you to know these things carefully. Look at the book of Proverbs chapter 22 and then verse 1. Proverbs 22 verse 1. A good name or character is to be chosen rather than great riches. You have riches here. You have character here. God is comparing these two things, saying that choose character rather than riches. Oh, but pastor, with riches, we can bless the church, build more churches, we can do all that and all that. He says, choose a good name. You have to make a choice. Character is here. A good name is here. You have to choose a good name. Pastor, there will be no instance where I have to choose a good name and then riches. There is. That is why the Bible has made provision that in case you come to that critical stage in your life where you have to choose. Have you seen the word chosen in your Bible? Says a good name is rather to be chosen than riches. Hallelujah. You may suffer temporary loss, but I'm telling you that it will come back to you. Whatever God wants you to do, He will equip you financially to do it. You don't have to beg people and beg and sweat too much. No! Don't put down the dignity of your kingship. I'm not saying don't appeal to people, but we can make an appeal that borders on begging. We are not beggars. We are kings in this life. If God, you cannot sponsor what you have put upon my life, then you haven't put it there. Hallelujah. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. How do you develop character? I told you that character is of the heart. So you have to get something that touches the heart. What touches your heart? The word of God. A good character is of the heart. So there should be something that is penetrating to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit that is touching your heart. It is the word of God. That is the only good thing that touches our heart. That by it we work out. We are motivated by it. All our lives, we are motivated by the fact that it is the right thing to do this because the Bible says so. Whether I benefit or not, the Bible says so. So I am motivated by what the Bible says, by my heart, to do the right thing. Whether I am supervised or not, whether somebody is seeing me or not, I will not take the money because it doesn't belong to me. What is your motivation? Your heart. Your heart is not seen. It is only God who sees it. So it's by the word of God. Somebody says that when you sow a thought, I like to put it this way. When you sow a good thought, you reap a good action. When you sow a good action, you reap a good habit. When you sow a good habit, you reap a good character. When you sow a good character, you reap a good destiny. Hallelujah. You are looking at your destination at your end. It begins with a thought. It begins with the word of God that should touch your heart and renew your mind, and you live it out until you get to your destination. God bless you. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.